For years, the Nooshiak Cooperative, which provides electricity and other services in the Dillingham area, has been looking at developing a hydroelectric project to offset a significant amount of the diesel fuel used to power the generators to create electricity. The cooperative was looking at the feasibility of developing two hydroelectric projects within the Wood-Tikchik State Park. Normally, such projects would not be allowed within the park, which is the largest state park in the nation, but the Grant Lake and Lake Elva projects were grandfathered into the park's charter when it was created. The cost of developing the projects and the associated transmission line to tie into the existing infrastructure around Dillingham was never fully fleshed out, but it was anticipated the cost would be somewhere around $100 million. Much of the money spent by the cooperative on the proposed projects came from a $4 million grant that the co-op received several years ago from the Alaska Energy Authority. Nooshiak Cooperative CEO Mike Megley provided an update to the board of directors Tuesday night on the efforts to scuttle the projects and to return grant money to AEA. He confirmed that the cooperative will likely be returning about $2 million.
We have not got a final billing yet from our vendors, and I think to date we're close to 1.9, and we're going to be close to the 2 million time everybody gets all their bills in.
Megley noted that he and his staff have alerted the various agencies and institutions involved in the design and the permitting of the proposed hydro projects.
I wrote a letter to FERC asking them to surrender our preliminary permit, and so that's done. It's been accepted. So only thing we got left in the field to do is pick up our gauging. And that'll be the spring once the ice is out.
The decision to shelve the Grant Lake and Lake Elva hydroelectric projects is based on a feasibility study that found that neither site can be developed as a viable alternative to diesel-generated electricity for the Dillingham area. The feasibility study found transportation to and from the sites for the projects as a major hurdle because there are no roads in the area. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.